On this slide, we can explore two examples of specialized animal cells. Now, as I said before, animal cells can differentiate to form many different types of cells. These cells are different in terms of both their internal and their external structures. For example, cells that require a lot of energy, such as muscle cells, will differentiate in such a way that they have a large number of mitochondria in them so that they can provide lots of energy to the cells. Often the shape or the internal composition or what's inside a cell gives clues as to its role in the body. So click on the two images below to learn about what makes both red blood cells and nerve cells special and how their structures relate to their functions.